Frau Schwarz.
Specifically from Frank Kaufmann Satzel. So 2 points. Point number one, Reb Chaim, for those who, so many of us knew him, had some very specific ideas which were very special to him. And one time before we went to the end of Bina Zmanim, before we went to Bina Zmanim, so I actually took the opportunity, besides for what he told us in the Shirim, to ask him to share with me the Divrei Torah specifically that he shared at his Seder table. He sat with me and he shared with me the very specific Divrei Torah that he shared at his Seder table. So that's part of what I want to share with you. But another point I'd like to makdim, that for those, like I say, who are in yeshiva, Pesach for Reb Chaim was a very central part in what he says made him who he was. And I mean specifically because in the year Tov Shin Yud Tes, Reb Chaim was by then orphaned, he'd lost his father. And it happened, the way it worked out was, he was in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he traveled together with the Satmar of Rabbi Yoel Zatzal, together by ship to America. And it seems that on the way, it turned out that on the boat, they spent Pesach on the ship. And that was the one Pesach, I think, which he spent away from his mother, who was an Almona, and he went to America, and he stayed there, I think, till after Shavuos. But this Pesach of Tov Shin Yud Tes with the Satmar Rov on the boat is where many of his very special Verta came, which meant very much to him, very lot to him. Pashtetzach was a very small Olam there, and he was Miskarev, and he was able to become close, and he was very close to Rabbi Yoel Zatzal. And that was very instrumental in his whole, he said it was a very strong impact on him, as you can imagine. So some of the ideas I'll share with you is what he says over, which he heard from the Satmar Rov by that little Seder, on the ship, traveling, I understand, from Eretz Yisrael to America. But I'm going to do something a little bit Yetzer Doifen. I want to start from the end and begin with a diamond, with a very special, the gem of a vault. And just in case, the risk is we start from the beginning, we run out of time. So I'll tell you what I'm picking up from. I'm picking up from the very, very end. And in the Pizman, in the, what we say at the very end, Kilo Noe, Kilo Yoe, we're well into Niritza already. So the Loshen, one of the Loshonis used in Shvach for the Rabbeinu Shleilam is Onov Bimlucha Poide Ka'alocha. The Rabbeinu Shleilam is Poide, the Rabbeinu Shleilam redeems Ka'alocha, according to how the Alocha states one should redeem. What does it mean the Rabbeinu Shleilam was Poide Klal Yisrael Ka'alocha? And he shared the following phenomenal idea in the name of the Imri Emes. And he began with quoting a Yishalmi. There's a Yishalmi that says the following. I haven't written down where it is, I should have checked before I came along. There's a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi, and I've seen it inside, states the following. Just like there's no Hafsoka, we don't have in the Dalet Parashas a Hefsek between Parashas Poro and Parashas Achodesh, that there's never a Hafsoka between those two Parashas, so too, there's no Hefsek. You're not allowed to be mafsik ben koisheni, ben koishlishi le kois revi. Between the third kois and the fourth kois, you're not allowed to be mafsik. What's the connection between not being mafsik between Parshas Poro and Parshas Achodesh and not being mafsik between the third kois and the fourth kois? And he explained the Yishalmi, I think in the name of the Imri Emes, as follows. He used to say, when the KGB fell, then there was a situation when there was a vacuum of power, a vacuum of shlita, and there was anarchy. Not the word anarchy. And that's why today Russia's run by a mafia, because in the vacuum of there being a proper control, there enters Hefka. when there's no control, when there's a vacuum of where there was control, now there's a vacuum, and that's when it comes hefka. There was a risk. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and they were leaving the shibud of the Mitzrayim, there's a risk now that they're B'nai Chayrin, they'll become hefka. A ganze hefkeris. And the only way that could be avoided is with the Gemara. The Gemara quotes, I think it's Gemara in Yevamos, there's a story in Mazutra. I think it was Mazutra. Again, I tried to find the Gemara this morning, didn't get a chance to. My fault. The Gemara in Mazutra says as follows. Mazutra knew of a ger, of a convert, who had ever Kanani. Now the halacha is, if there's Yoshim, then the Yoshim take the ever Kanani. But if there's no Yoshim, a servant goes free, Kinom, free. Mazutra wanted to get hold, a ger doesn't have Yoshim. So Mazutra's keen on being able to attain, to acquire this Eved Kanani. Problem is, as soon as the ger dies, the Eved Kanani goes free. So what did he do? Mazutra told, when he saw that this ger was literally a ghostess, he told the servant, take my clothes after me to the Beis HaMerchatz, to the bathhouse. And what happened was, as the ger was nifta, the shlita, the jurisdiction of Mazutra was already being acted, and therefore, as soon as he died, he then became the Eved to Mazutra. Zodim Remes, the Rebbeinu Shalom had a situation over here that we're going to become free. But there's a sakana. Possibly you'll become free and will be Chas V'Shalom too free. So what did the Rebbeinu Shalom do? He already in Mitzrayim put Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Mila. Why? That means even while we were still in Mitzrayim, there's already a shlita of the Rebbeinu Shloilom on Klal Yisrael when they're still Mitachah Shlitas Mitzrayim, and then immediately as we come out, that shlita kicks in and it became from Avdei Paroi to Avdei Hashem. That's the poide kahalocha. The Rebbeinu was redeemed Klal Yisrael v'yishtet nalocha. How a person has to do it halachically correct. Like we said in the Gemara, if there's no shlita, it won't work. But this he explained, the Yishalmi. The concept of Parshas Porah is the reason why Parshas Porah comes before Pesach, is the Porah Adumah is Metayeh Klal Yisrael in order to have the Korban Pesach. Parshas HaChodesh is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, is Korban Pesach. There can't be a hefsek. There can't be a hefsek between the Tahara of Parshas Porah and immediately taking on the achrayas and the chiyuvim and the responsibilities to the Rebbeinu Shleilam of Parshas HaChodesh. Ken Zayin Ken Hefsek. And that's the no hefsek between Kodesh Shlishi and Kodesh Revi'i. Why? And this is what he said so beautiful. The following. We know the Dalet Kosas are connected the Dalet Shoinois Shavula. But Seisi V'Itzalti V'Alti L'Kachti. Now the end of the process of Gula, V'Seisi V'Itzalti V'Alti. L'Kachti is already becoming to Am Hashem with Kabbalah Satorah. So the last stage of Gula is the Gualti. Now that's the dangerous point. The Gualti, that's the risky point. Now you're a Gansen Gulin, what's going to be? Straight away the Lakachti has to come immediately afterwards. There cannot be a Hefsek between the Gualti and the Lakachti, like there can't be a Hefsek between Parshas Porah and Parshas HaChodesh. So to summarize, Poide Kahalocha means the Rebbeinu Shloilam was Poide Klal Yisrael already in Mitzrayim with mitzvahs, which already he showed his bailus, his melucha of us being Avdei Hashem already in Mitzrayim, in order that when we leave Mitzrayim, it kicks in immediately and there shouldn't be a vacuum. Like the Pasuk says, I heard someone said, Shlaches Ami the whole time, which Rabbeinu says, Vayavduni. There's no purpose in Chayrus Be'etzen. Chayrus without Torah, Chayrus without control is not Chayrus. The Cheres is the Cheres of being Avdei Hashem, with the Bechira of wanting to be Avdei Hashem. And that Shlaches Ami, but it has to be the Avduni, the Tachlis is to be Avdei Hashem. Before we move on, I just want to add, I mean, I heard from a Vidur Dei Witt, if I'm not mistaken. There's a famous question, a very basic question, which is answered with this in a very beautiful way. We know that we have Holach Mo'anyo. This is the Lach Ma'anyo, this is the unleavened bread. This is what Klal Yisrael ate in Mitzrayim. So we ate matzah in Mitzrayim. At the end of Magid we say, matzah zushonoich nashumo. Why do we eat matzah? Shlehisvik betzeikon. Right? They're trying to leave Mitzrayim. There's no chance for the bread to rise. So therefore we eat matzah. So can we make your mind up, please? Do you eat matzah because this was not matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim? Or when was matzah? Matzah when we ate in Mitzrayim. No, matzah is what we ate when we left Mitzrayim. So we eat matzah in Mitzrayim when we left Mitzrayim. And why are we eating matzah? Matzah because of Mitzrayim, Al Mitzrayim. Make your mind up. Classically, you say the reason why we have matzah, matzah zushonoich nashumo, is because we went out Mitzrayim, there's no chance for it to rise, and that's why we're eating matzah. So matzah is for leaving Mitzrayim. Matzah is not for in Mitzrayim. Holach ma'anudah, holach v'sonah, matzah for Mitzrayim. So in Mitzrayim or outside Mitzrayim? So the answer is, as I state, that they were eating matzah in Mitzrayim as well. So they eat matzah in Mitzrayim, and matzah left Mitzrayim. So what's going on? So I'm not mistaken, you see, explain up here, mashallah. Mashal says in Pesach in the Mishnah is there in Kufta Zayin or something. I think on the Mishnah there when it says about Pesach, Matzah Shonich Nam Shema, Kol Shle Omer Gimel Dvorim in Yitzidei Chavosai. So Matzah says in Mashal is the following. We know there's a definition, there's a chiluk, there's a difference between Matzah and Challah. So Lechem, bread, rises, symbolizes ego, my presence, I'm here. And matzah faket, matzah is a lechem oini because it symbolizes humility. It doesn't rise. There's nothing to it. It's a machol of anova. It's a food of humility. The reason avotim have matzah is broader than mepharshim because matzah apparently, it's hard to understand, it fills you up. It hurts that. It keeps you full for longer. I think the many people might find matzah just endless, it keeps on going, wonder afterwards where did it all go, but you're still hungry. Akapon, it seems that matzah is something which can satiate. So you give it to Avodim. But more than that, when someone's an Eved, they're subservient. They're supposed to be humble. There's no yeshiot of themselves. The tachlis is their Eved to the master. Therefore matzah is the type of food we give to Avodim. We give to slaves matzah. So that's why Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, as regular slaves, ate matzah. But like we're saying, the question is, what's the tachlis of the whole Golos? The tachlis of Golos Mitzrayim was a Kura Bazel, with a purpose of teaching us, Klal Yisrael, what it means to be Avdei Hashem. What does it mean to be a servant? You have to go to servant training group camp to know what it means to be a servant. Because once you've learned what it means to be a servant, you'll know what it means to be a servant to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, we can understand the following. The Ribbono Shel Olam engineered that Klal Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, should also be eating matzah. The same matzah! Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make Lehispik Vitzekom? Why? Because he wanted you to eat matzah. Why? Because I want you to carry on eating matzah. There can't be a hefsek between the matzah of before in Mitzrayim, which is a matzah of avdus, of being entirely bottle, subservient, avdei paroi. Now that matzah has to continue. The eating of the matzah has to continue. And the Ribbono Shel Olam engineers that Klal Yisrael should happen to have to carry on eating matzah. Because the message of the matzah has to carry on, because the whole tachlis is, there should be matzah, and you know what? Without to have soccer between this matzah and that matzah, the matzah of Avdei Paroi, so the matzah of Avdei Hashem, that's the poide kahalocha. So let's move on now to another idea, which he told me this is one of his very favorite psukim or perushim. And he said the following. We don't mamash have the exact nusuf in the Agoda, of this pasuk, but the pasuk is Vayishma Hashem es koleinu, k'mish nema Vayishma Elokim es nakosom v'yiskel him es brisoi es Avram es Yitzchok v'es Yaakov. The pasuk, which seems to be based on, or a similar pasuk we have in Parshas Vayera, which is as follows: V'gamani shomati es nakas v'nei Yisrael Hashem Yitzrayim avidem oisom v'esko es brisi. And he would say a beautiful, beautiful taj from the sons of Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Bracha. And this is a taj which is based on the Gemara Brachas, Daf Hei Omud Aleph. Gemara Brachas Daf Hei Omud Aleph says the following. The Gemara asks, how do we know that Yisurim or Mechapa? Rechmon Mitzlan, someone has Yisurim. How do we know that Yisurim or Mechapa? And the Gemara brings two Mekairis. One is, we learn from Shein V'ayin. Ma Shein V'ayin, of an Eved. With one Eved, which is damaged, the Eved goes to the Cheirus. So Kol Shekein, somebody, Achman Letzlan, whose whole body, his whole person, his Shor B'tzah, is Yotze L'Cheirus. Then the Gemara brings another Joshua, another Mandoma. You see here on the towards the bottom. You learn Bris, a Gezer Shava, from Melach, from salt. Just like melach, salt, it takes out the blood from the meat, so too Yisurim, which is salty, takes out the chet as mechapa on the person. So the sons of Rebbe Zatzal said the following. The pasuk is as follows. What's the difference between the two options? What's the nafkemina if I learn from Shen V'ayin or I learn from Bris Melach? Listen carefully, this beautiful idea. Shen V'ayin, to knock out the tooth or the eye, only works if the master does it. That means a master of an Eved knocks out the tooth or the eye of his servant, then the Eved goes the Cheres. However, if someone else does that, there's no freedom, no Cheres for the Eved. Melach, salt. Whoever puts the salt on the meat, regardless of to who puts the salt on the meat, the salt takes out the blood. You don't have to own the meat to put the salt on to make the blood come out. Whoever puts the salt on, the dam comes out. It would seem, if you'd learn from Shen V'ayin, it would only be possible to learn that Yisurim or Mechapa if a person recognizes from whom the Yisurim come from. If a person recognizes who the Yisurim come from, then Shen V'ayin would go out. But Rachman Litzlan, if a person is so sure B'tzah that he's unable to see where the Yisurim come from, it wouldn't work. It has to be from the Bailim. Melach, it doesn't make a difference who puts the Melach there. The Melach always does its thing. And that would be a Mekor that even if a person doesn't recognize where the Yisurim are coming from, he'll still have the kapara. The gamani shomati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. I can hear the cry of Klal Yisrael. Hashem Mitzrayim mavidim oisom. I see that they think it's Mitzrayim. They've lost it. They don't recognize it comes from me. They think it's Mitzrayim mavidim oisom. So what's going to be? The Eskayes Brisi, I remember Brisi is the Gzereshova, Bris, that tells me I can learn from Melach. And therefore even if they don't know where it comes from, it can still work, it can still be a Kapora for Klal Yisrael. Helech. The Gamani Shomati es Nakas B'nei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim Avidim Oysom, the Eskayes Brisi, and that's why I can remember the Brisi of Bris Melach. Beautiful idea. This was something which was tied to him. Coming back to the Haggadah, let's try and see if we can share a few tidbits of what he said, what he used to say on the Haggadah. So number one, Stam Yisimatim, the Yavri Modcha state, in Megillah, the Yavri Modcha state, the Modcha Tzadik, at the time of the Maisa of the Megillah, he was the Tanis, which Klal Yisrael fasted when Esther went to Achashverosh, was Pesach. Vayavei Modcha, he made a psak halacha, no achilas matzah. So the kasha is, how can you do that? Faket, davzayin that, you know, achilas matzah should be the greatest chus for Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's the greatest chus for Klal Yisrael to be saved. So it's a quote from Tzvei Shlomo. That Tzvei Shlomo says, in the Akdoma to say the Sana of the Minig to say the Zohar. And the Zohar Kodesh explains and elaborates and describes how the Shas Seder when Klal Yisrael sit down to say the Pamal Yishamala comes down and says Meridik Azach and Chazu Bonai that the Mishtat of this Meridik Maimed the Maimed Seder. So the Tzvei Shleima, Motcha Tzadik understood that the greatest impact that could be Lemala about what's going on is when it comes the time for Leila Seder and the Gantz of Malish Amalek comes down to see Klal Yisrael Pravin Seder and there's no Seder, they'll say what's going on. We'll say yes, if there's a Hashmod of Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael are finished, there'll be no Seder, there'll be no Nachas Ruach of that greatest possible level. Then Leila, that was the way which Motcha wanted to oif that there should be a Gula for Klal Yisrael. That's the thing. There's other Trotsim as well. I've heard just recently from a bit man a phenomenal idea, which I can't resist but sharing. He says, he asked even a better question. If you have the whole year still to go, it was way before the time of the Gezerah. So what do you mean? Let's do, you know, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. These are days of grace of Tegel Tefillah. We should fast then. We should make the big Torah around there. What's Pesach, a grace of Maimon? And he quotes, I forget who he said it from a Friedrich. He quotes the letter in Akdoma from one of the Friedrich in the Sforim, where he writes, I don't remember the name, Adova Niflam Oid. He says that even the whole world of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're only working within the Marechet of what's natural. In the time when there's, you work in the world of the natural world, you can try and tweak the Shavua Yeshua. The Yisoid of the Zman of Pesach, we know, is Ma'ala Teva. The whole thing, the whole world turned upside down. Everything changed. Everything was the Ma'ala. The Yisoid went with Anhoga of completely Chutz Min HaTeva, Lamala Min HaTeva. And he says that the time of the Seder, the time of Achilles Matzah, that whole Maimed, is a Maimed on the Ala Teva. It's a Maimed when, at this point, you can Tuoif, like they did then, on completely non-restricted to any type of Hagbolus of Teva. And Motcha understood, if this is the time when there's barely been a Gzad Din from Haman, which is really a Gzad Din Milamala, it's not just going on over here. The Rebbein Shem has given us comment to that. The only way you can break that Lamala, in that sort of Kavua, Tivis Dika Kavirs, would be impossible by Derech HaTeva. Therefore you need Dafka Pesach, which is a Lamala in HaTeva, that clients will have the opportunity to do the Tanis and break it now. And he carries on saying, and again, the Rabbi Diman is a good Makari, forget who he quotes it from. He says, therefore, every single year when it comes to Zman of Lel Seder, which is the time that Motcha understood, this is the time to toy Grace of Shinuyim in Gezeri Saklal and Prat. I've had it's a meridic opportunity to have to realize the time that a person can change what otherwise might not be possible to change. So moving on, there's a quote here. The story of how the Haggadah begins. I'm trying to see what would be most relevant, would be most thingy. Let's go to this. The Tam says Mazois. The description of how the Tam asks his question, he says, what's this? So classically you say Mazois. Mazois seems to be a silly question. It seems like sort of someone is unable to express himself. What's this? There's no detail, there's no sort of understanding. What's this? See, quoted from the Samar of Zatzal, you know, the Zois Yovei Aaron Nakodesh is brought in the Gemaras and Midrashim. Now, Zois is a grace of Zach. Zois means, can refer to Pnimus Dikinyonim, the Zois Yovei Aaron Nakodesh, but Zois can have a lot of, this is not just this, there's a lot of very deep meaning in what I learned from the word Zois. The Gemara uses drashas from Zois. The Bezois Yovei Aaron LaKodesh. With this, what is this that Aaron comes into the Kodesh Kodeshim? We're talking about Hechazacha. So why is it so clear to us that the question of Zois is a dumb question? And the Samar Rav said as follows. A wise question only has a wise slant to it when it comes from a wise person. And he quotes the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah Novice says in Perek Gimel, Nedarim siog lepricious, maestros siog loisha. Right? All these, the Dorim, person makes a shwur that will help him be perish. Yeah, maestros is siog lashiras. Yeah, loisha. But then it says, siog lechochma shtika. The wrong way around. It should say, shtika is siog lechochma. And this he used to say hundreds of times. This we hear from the Samar Rebbe, that's Zatzal Lil Seder. The point is as follows. You can't say, Shtika Sog L'Chochma. Because if you have somebody who's very stupid and a ganze let and not klein kriege sachs and he's quiet, that doesn't show you it's a greater chokhmah. It's a greater chokhmah. Quiet in itself doesn't show a person as being a chokhmah. Chokhmah is only when siyog lechokhmah shtika. If you're a chokhmah, if you're dealing with someone who's a chokhmah, then it's you can't say shtika siyog lechokhmah. Siyog lechokhmah. Oh, shtika, then taka, so lechokhmah shtika. Obas nisht, if it's not a chokham, the tam azoy is a dumb question. Hake shinov. So you say a remez, hake shinov by the Rosha, hake shinov. So you say as a remez, the gematria of Rosha, yeah, resh, shin, ayin, it's 570. Okay? The gematria of shinov, without two yuds, yeah, shin yud, 310, and then you've got the nun, 360, and then vav is 6, so it's 366. Correct? Am I right? Yes. You take from 570, 366, you end up with 204, which is the exact numerical value of the word tzaddik. And the remez is, that every Rosha, even the Rosha, hot a tzaddik in the vining, there's a tzaddik inside. He's being troubled. You take away the kuvim, whatever that might be, and you find the tzaddik within. Ilu hoyasham loyal nigol. He would say from the Chiddush Arim, how do you know? If the Rosha would be there, you wouldn't have had the gula. Who said? Ilu hoyasham loyal nigol. So he said, Azoy, famous word for Chiddush Arim. Shnei devorim eino b'shusam shel adam. Something like that. What are the two things that don't belong to a person? But the Rebbeinu Shalom Torah puts in Tiz Rishus, Boim Shus Rabim and Chometz for Pesach. Right? Boim Shus Rabim. Remember, it belongs to the Rabim. It's not yours. Why are you responsible? But if you dug it, you're responsible. And Chometz for Pesach. Remember, your Mafkim of Vachel. It's not yours. The Torah made it. If it's yours, you're either Baliroi, Balimotze. The Torah put it in your Rishus. So the Chiddush Arim. Now, what does it mean? Any b'shusha shel adam? So we know that chometz is mesamel, symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. So shnei dvarim eino b'shusha shel adam means the Yetzer Hara usually is not in the control. You can't control the Yetzer. Abon Pesach, chometz of Pesach, the shor soyus shebi'isa, the Yetzer Hara becomes into your control. Also b'shusha shel adam. And if this maimed, when you've got the Yetzer Hara in hand and control, is a chvaita rosha. Then you can be sure, Eloi Yisham, Loi Hoya Nigel. I want to finish with the following. Rabbi Lezer said, was it Maisa Rabbi Lezer? No, it was Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. Who am I? Rabbi Nazaria, sorry. Maisa, Rabbi Nazaria says, Ari Ani, right? Omer Rabbi Nazaria, Ari Kaben Shivim Shona, right? Veloi Sochisi, Shidyom Yitzis, Asraim, Belegos, Ashadosh Ben Zoyma. Right? Question. We know that Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old, right? He's trying to express how astounded he was with this idea that, you know, then Zoyma said that Shetomis Yis was signed by Leilas. I'm saying, so you're like 70, right? We know he wasn't 70, the story goes, the Gemara says, why was he like 70? Because they wanted to take him as the Nasi, but his wife said to him, incidentally, his wife said to him, and he agreed that he looks very young and they'll take him, just think it's a joke. So the Nes happened, he became like an old man. Okay, that's all lovely. The question is, you're trying to express how astounded you are with this Torah thought. So you're saying, I'm like 70. Now, a like 70 means there's a magic that happens, a Nes that made you into a 70-year-old man. But why is that an expression of how much you know so much Torah, and I've never heard of this? It's like, oh, I've been learning for years and years and years. Well, it's like I've been learning for 70 years. So, well, that's, well, obviously, if you've been learning for 70 years, maybe you'd hear the Drosha, right? I'm like 70. Well, that's what, you know why you don't know it, because you're 18 years old. So what's, I'm like 70 as an expression that I would know the Drosha? Well, maybe if you were 70, you would, but you're not, you're 18. So the Pirush of Shnayis Rambam brings a different Pshat in the Gemara. In this Mishnah, he says, you know what it means? It means that I've learned so much Torah, and the Torah is Mateshes, Koicha Shel Adam, Torah makes a person weak, and therefore it's as if I have learned, I'm so weak, if you like. I've got 70 years of learning behind me. That makes me, that's why I'm, and it seems to me from the Pirush of Shnayis Rambam, he's not going with the Gemara that it was a Nes, he became old. He's saying, Torah Mateshes, Koicha Shel Adam, And he was 70 because the type of impact it made on him from so much learning was so much weakening of himself. That's what it means that he was 70 years old. Because he learned 70 years of an angle and learning, and that's what made him weak, and that's why he looked like an old man. But again, it seems to be not that it was a nest that he became an old man to be able to become the Nasi. So you'd quote Reb Chaim Zatzayid's quote, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer explains, he puts together the Pirush Hashnayis, the Rambam, together with the Gemara, and explains as follows, a beautiful idea. Be'emes, it says, and quote the Pasuk, I'm trying to remember, Ani Bino Li Gevura. The idea is, if a person's learning Torah Lishma, you don't say Torah Mates Shes Kech Hashalomim. Torah Lishma, there's no Tisha Koyach. The whole Mates Shes Kech Hashalomim is only Torah Shalom Lishma. So he quoted this passage, he goes like this, Ani Bino, if I'm trying to understand Torah Lishem Torah, Li Gevura, I remain strong. Li Eitzah, if it's attack, is that I should have Eitzah, use Torah, Shalom Shema, as Eitzah for me, versus Soishia, it's Matesha's Kech Shalom. Zofi Azoi. Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Loz ben Azariah, Avada learned Torah Lishma. And because he learned Torah Lishma, so of course, he didn't weaken up. The Ness, that the Rabbi Yochanan did because of the Gemara, that he'd already should be able to be a Nossi, the Rebbe Yishim took away the Tisefes sort of schus that one has. That if one learns Torah Lishma, it's not Matesh Kreich HaShaladom. Because over here it was to his advantage, the Rebbe Yishim took away that schus of Torah Lishma, got me Mateshes, and allowed him to be Mateshes. And that's why he taken up to 70. Senechanam Avadi came from a koyach of a wealth and an enormous hashkar of 70 years worth of Torah learning. Avada. But without the Ness the Rebbe Yishim made, Avada Torah Lishma, he wouldn't have become an old man. But because it was to his advantage over here, the Ness was the physical impact of Torah Shalom Lishma made on him. He looked like a 70-year-old. But Avada, it was 70 years of Shtarke Lenin that made it possible to be that way. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm